Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. You know, I'm looking through the headlines. I've been looking through them all morning and most of the evening. I watched the news, and I gleaned through news articles then while I was watching the news and listening to them shout at one another. And what I want is for you to get riled up, not shooting mad. But you need to be an activist for liberty. Are you willing to do that? Yeah, I made a shout out yesterday to the suburban mamas out there. They've kind of got a bad rep. Everybody says they hate President Donald Trump for this or for that. But they need to stop and think and not go on emotions. Think about the Constitution. Think about the Bill of Rights. Think about your children's future. So let's just look at the headlines. If that's all we saw, just look at the headlines and think about the abuse, the obstruction, the mishandling of your money. And I don't know about you, but sacrificing for them is getting mighty old. Here's a title. Abortionist defends killing babies. She says a fetus needs permission to reside in the uterus. That's that permission. President Barack Obama said Trump's nationalism is not pride in country, but it's hatred for somebody on the other side of the border. Well, that's ridiculous. But let's go on. Here's another title. The Clintons play to a half-empty arena, and the tickets were only $6.55. Jerome Corsi, he fed Trump's legal team info on Mueller's probe. Blacklisted feminist, saying men aren't women, which used to be, but now, you know, it's just kind of a blasé, you know, whatever. But today it's heresy. So she was banned. She was banned from Twitter. Senator Lindsey Graham and several others are going to withhold any key vote until the CIA briefs the Senate on Khashoggi's, I can't ever say his name, murder. And this one's priceless. This one came in yesterday evening. Before I left the office, Democrats have nominated Pelosi for Speaker. We're going to talk about that a little bit. And this one kind of got me riled in a good way. Well, maybe not. I don't know if it's a good way. But President Trump totally willing to shut down the government over the border wall fight. The DOJ is to appeal the federal judge's decision to halt Trump's asylum policy. And my curiosity got the best of me, so I did a little search last night on what is the special counsel with Robert Mueller costing we the people. And I say, shut the government down. We're broke. Congress keeps spending. Congress keeps getting rich. Congress is the reason we have an economic problem. They're the reason we have a job problem. Caravans of people, they're the reason the caravan of people are coming into this nation without permission and avoiding the procedures put in place for them. Because we have laws and we have a way for them to come in and grab asylum or ask for asylum. Congress itself deserves to be shut down. Congress deserves to lose their pay. Congress, many deserve to be locked up, but we'll go down that road another day. And by the way, I love the red Christmas trees. that Melania has decorated in the White House. And I love the other Christmas trees she has in there. The least of my worries at night are how the White House is decorated for Christmas. But the mainstream media and others would rather ridicule Melania. I truly paid no attention to this even during Michelle's time of decorating. That's not a big deal to me. I mean, it's just something they do. It's what they do in their, it's their house now. I decorate my house. They decorate their house. They have a little bit more money to spend, a little more help putting up the decorations. But I really did like the red trees. I just thought they were classy. But to sit there and ridicule that and make that a topic of the news, give me a break. We won't make it through all these topics today, but you need to know this insanity is a diversion to the real problems. The problems here at home, the problems at your home, the problems that might actually affect how you decorate your house at Christmas. Now, as we were going through those topics, one of them was about the federal judges. And I wanted to look at that just a little bit here. Federal judges, and I thought I was correct on this, but I looked it up to make sure. Federal judges. It says here there are currently 865 federal judges in the U.S., plus 9 U.S. Supreme Court judges. While most judges are elected at the local level, now we've all gone to the polls when we have elections and we vote on a judge here or there. All federal judges are appointed. All federal judges follow the same appointment process. The U.S. president formally nominates a candidate to an open judgeship. And then, of course, Congress has a big fight over it. You know, they're going to argue about it. So these federal judges, and I'm going to get that article out here real quick. These federal judges that are trying to block, restrict the President of the United States are not elected by you. So they're not really representing you in a direct way. Here it is. The DOJ is to appeal the federal judge's decision to halt Trump's asylum policy. This federal judge issued a restraining order. A federal judge issued a restraining order on the President of the United States in regards to the change in asylum policy. Well, he didn't really change it. He's just enforcing it. We don't need new laws for immigration. We need to enforce the laws that are there. And because they are not and have not for a long time, whether it was Barack Obama or President Barack Obama or President Bush, that's why we have the invasion. Because if you give them an inch, they'll take a mile. Same as the kids at home. If you let them get away with this, they're going to try to get away with a little bit more the next time. So if you'll remember, we go back to the article that I shared with you a few months back by Jack Minzie, about a civil war. He mentioned the courts. He mentioned the judges. And I think that's what we're seeing today. But we're going into a break. I can hear the music. Your calls are welcome. Keep it on task. One of those topics that I threw out there. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410. And we will be right back. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. CSE Talk Radio has the best listeners in the world, and I appreciate every one of you. So when you tell me that you had trouble listening for whatever reason, it breaks my heart. As you know, I've been on a campaign to find and promote all American-made companies, and as fate would have it, one such company found me. Michael of Goodar Electronics contacted CSE Talk Radio with an all-American-made product that will help my shortwave and AM and FM listeners. Designed for all environments, the DXL-1000 is a multi-band outdoor antenna. It's the world's first telescoping, tunable whip. Michael has been in business for over 30 years, manufacturing high-quality custom antenna models that cover a wide range of applications. His antennas are in use all over the world. Give Michael a call at 480-892-8207. That's 480-892-8207. Or visit GoDarUSA.com. We have returned to listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're going to go to the phone lines. We have Joel with a comment. Joe from Arkansas. Joe, how are you doing today?
Well, Beth Ann, I'm glad that it's got a little warmer today. I'm glad that the shortwave is coming in today.
Good.
I'm glad that there's only 22 more days till the solstice and the days start getting longer again.
Amen.
How are you, Beth Ann?
I'm doing good, too. And you just helped me lighten my day a little bit. Thank you.
All right. Well, I wanted to comment on what Obama said, as you reported it, that that Trump's nationalism is hatred for other countries rather than love for one's own country. Mm-hmm. And, okay, I compare it to this. Say it's like a family. You got a family. And you want your family to be well taken care of and well provided for, so you work hard to take care of your family. And that doesn't mean, and you love your family, of course. Now, that doesn't mean that you hate other people's families. It just means that you recognize realistically that you only have so much money and so much time and so much strength, and you've got, and your first obligation is to your family, and so you can't get, so you wish other families well, but, you know, you just can't spend all your time and money and resources and everything like that taking care of other people's families and neglect yours. So it's the same thing with nationalism.
And you may invite them over to dinner, but you let them go home when they're
Yeah, they can be guests, but they can't stay in your house. Yeah, right on.
I think that's a good way of putting it.
Yeah, but one thing I think that conservatives, you know, what I'd like to, I want to throw out this argument, I think it's a good one. I'd like to hear if conservatives would challenge the left-wingers on this more, and that's how come they're only mad at the United States for not taking in all these refugees from these other countries, and they never express any disapproval or condemnation of the governments of the countries from which these refugees are coming. How come you never hear them condemn the government of Honduras, say, or the government of Venezuela, or so on like that, for making conditions in those countries so miserable that millions of people want to get out of the country and come someplace else where there's still something of the decent life left? And how come you never hear them mention anything like, okay, there's some countries in Central America, like we don't seem to hear about refugees coming from Panama or from Costa Rica. Those seem to be countries, you know, right in that same area, though, that seem to be fairly well run, you know, so they don't generate millions and millions of people wanting to get out of the country and come somewhere else. How come you never hear the left wingers saying something like, well, the government of Honduras or the government of Venezuela ought to look at, you know, how do Panama conduct their affairs, how does Costa Rica conduct its affairs, and so on like that. You know, why can't these countries be more well-run, you know, like those, so that they don't generate a big stream of refugees? So, you know, I think those are good points to throw out there. That, you know, I'd like to hear more
left-wingers
on that, so I wanted to throw that out there.
I did hear somebody on the right side, I guess, if you want to call it right and left, mention the other night that, you know, what about these countries they're fleeing? What's it doing to their economy? You know, Honduras, if everybody's leaving Honduras and coming here to get a job, what's that going to do to Honduras's economy? What's happening in those countries, you know? So looking at it as at another angle is kind of important, too. Not that it's our problem what Honduras economy is, but apparently it is because they all want to come here and get a job. And Mexico turned a lot of these people down. They don't really want asylum. They just want a job, and they turned them down. And so, you know, it's the left is just making some of this stuff up. And but I think you're absolutely right. I like the analogy, the comparison with family. And does, just because you love your family doesn't mean you hate everybody else's family. You just...
Yeah,
I think it's a good comparison. I think it's good. I appreciate it, Joe. I always appreciate your insight. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you about that.
All right. I agree with... you know, I guess I understand to a up and to a point what they're saying about nationalism in back in the day of World War II and some of those things. But nationalism, when President Donald Trump is talking about being a nationalist, he's not talking about being a communist. He's not talking about that. He's talking about love for country. And there's nothing wrong to love your country and want it to do good. And he's not wishing bad on the other nations, I don't believe. When he did his first tour, when he went around some of these other countries, he was saying, you know, I got to take care of my country first, and you got to take care of your country first. That's the way it is. But we should be able to come to agreements on some of these trade deals and other things. We should be able to come to an agreement where it's going to be good for you and good for me. It shouldn't be wonderful for one and terrible for the other person or the other country. So I think he's got, I think he cares about other countries. I don't see that he doesn't. Now, back onto this federal judge issue. I want to talk about that just a little bit, because I don't believe that a judge has the right to issue a restraining order on the President of the United States. Do you? Especially an appointed judge. And I know when they say federal judge, that means he's really high up there. But he was not elected by the people. He was not elected by the people. And the president was elected by the people. Even though some people want to deny that, he was elected by the people. So was President Barack Obama. They were elected by the people. Well, in this article that Jack Menzies wrote. Now, this was several months ago, so this was before the election, and at that time, the Democrats did not have the House. They'd lost it. But he was talking about, so what do they do if they don't own the House? What do they do when they don't have the majority? What do they do when they don't have a president? Well, what they've been doing, and they've been doing this for a long time, is stacking the deck. Stacking the deck with federal judges. That's why they're upset with President Trump, because he's got federal judges. They're open. He didn't make them open. but their seats are open, and so he's nominating federal judges. And they don't like it, and so they've tried to slow it down a little bit. And now, of course, who is that? Flake, that his name? Fakey Flake? From Arizona, he's not going to approve another federal judge until Mueller gets protected. Really? Why does Mueller need protected? I don't think Mueller needs protected. Not if he's doing his job. As the president has said, I have no plans to get rid of him. I have no plans to stop it. I think he'd like to, and I think he has every right to, and I almost wish that he would. Boy, wouldn't that start a storm. However, he says that in this article, they begin trying to run the country through federal judges and bureaucrats. Every time that a federal judge issues an order saying that the president of the United States can't scratch his own back without his say-so, that's a civil war. We are in a civil war of sorts, my friends. And if you're not going to take it seriously, your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren, the future generations, maybe you don't care about them. Maybe you only care about the now. They're going to live in a socialist slavery state. Because that's what people like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez wants. Nancy Pelosi, Maxine Waters, Schumer, Paul Ryan. Yeah. Hillary Clinton. Kasich, the governor of Ohio. Isn't that where he's governor? They want a socialistic state. They want big government. They don't want you to own land. They want your money, every bit of it. And they spend, spend, spend. Well, the DOJ is going to... they're going to try to appeal this with the federal judge. Now, getting on to the list of topics, this woman, she made this stupid statement, I don't know how else to put it, that a fetus, which we learned yesterday, that's in Latin means little one or offspring, has to have permission to reside in the uterus. Well, it didn't have to have permission to be created, did it? They don't want to take responsibility for their actions. They want to do whatever they can, whatever they want to do, whatever feels good, and then they don't want to be responsible for their actions. When you have sex, you risk getting pregnant, and that's just the way it is. But this one, they act like this baby has no rights. Of course, Hillary Clinton said that. The unborn has no rights. Unless it's an eagle. If it's an eagle and an egg, by golly, you better not be stomping on it. You better not be ruining it. Don't touch it. Don't pick up an eagle feather or you're going to get thrown in the slammer. Doesn't that say anything to you? What would our founding fathers say about that? I think they'd probably come to war. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. 877-895-5410. And we will be right back.
Beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for companies that stay with us through thick and thin and pain. Join us as we celebrate the companies who support this nation, support CSC Talk Radio. Our All American Market page hosts companies who are now affiliates and sponsors of CSC Talk Radio. My Pillow, McCall's Candles, Liberty Tabletop, and there's more to come.
Whether you contact them via website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. These companies have endured the economic storms of bad trade policies and U.S. regulations, and they have earned your business. They take pride in their products. So visit the new webpage, csctalkradio.com, and click on the All American Market button. That's csctalkradio.com, All American Market button. And always use the promo code BethAnn.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let BethAnn be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power. I injured my neck in the late 1980s. My life changed with the pain and the spasms. Other than that, I was perfectly healthy, but pain kept me from resting. One doctor recommended an expensive pillow. It was cylinder-shaped. He told me I'd have to take the stuffing out because I was too small for it. I tried that pillow, and it didn't work. Through the years, I tried other pillows, and they might work for a short time, and I ended up pitching them out of bed. In December, my husband bought a MyPillow for me. I was skeptical for obvious reasons. I'm still using the MyPillow. It's a record, and I'm sleeping better and waking up feeling better. It didn't heal the neck from the injury, but it calmed the spasms. I personally endorse MyPillow, but don't buy it off the rack. Call them at 1-800-978-6168 or visit their website, MyPillow.com. They have a different feel consistency to fit your sleep style, belly, back, or side. MyPillow is a sponsor of CSC Talk Radio, but you have to use the promo code BethAnn. With a 60-day guarantee, there's nothing to lose. MyPillow.com. Promo code BethAnn. Returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm not going to stay long on this topic. This is Meet the Clintons, and it's they're doing this big tour across the land. And they landed in Canada. It's in Toronto, and they rented an arena, but it was half empty. Now, I guess, you know, who wrote this? Was it half full or was it half empty? Either way, that $6.55, they couldn't fill the arena. But Hillary Clinton, if you'll remember, she had a lot of coughing spells when she was on her campaign, and it hit her while she was there, and she finally had to put the microphone down and get a glass of water and try to calm the coughing spell. And I don't believe she's in terribly good health, and you know, she needs to take better care of herself. She probably needs to retire. She probably needs to retire. Now, I have a couple of things that are of curiosity to me. This is one. This is a feminist, and she's been blacklisted by Twitter because she made the statement saying that men aren't women.
Well, you know, that kind of goes without saying, men aren't women. But she was talking about transgender males that dress, you know, that dress like women. And they're not women. Now, when you stop and think about this, you know, you stop and think about this just for a second. Just because they put on females' clothes doesn't make them female DNA. They're never going to change their DNA, not even with surgery. It's not going to change who they were created to be in the womb. I guess they didn't give permission or something. So this is something that, you know, we just, you would just honestly say, well, that's no big deal. I mean, of course, men aren't women and women aren't men. But in today's society, that's heresy to say that, because you don't know. You don't know? Well, of course you do. They're made up differently. And those who try to be something different have other issues. And they need help. Not a new wardrobe. They need help. I need a new wardrobe. Okay. Maybe not. So she says this. She's a feminist, and she gets in trouble, and she gets banned on Twitter for it. But when you stop and think about it, all she did was speak the truth. And when you stop and think about it, this gender thing is hurting women's rights. But the Democrats are all about it. So the men now can participate if they think they're females. They can participate in the women's sports. Women fought for how long to get their own sports? And it's getting snatched away from them. Guys that weren't good enough to participate against the men, but they're good enough to participate against the women. Because we're made differently. We're not made the same. So if that's the ideology we're going to take, we're going to totally ignore science, then they need to apologize and give awards back where they have taken them away from, whether it's men or women, for using the enhancement drugs to boost their testosterone. You know, they're not boosting their estrogen to run. They're boosting their testosterone. And there's a reason for that. We're not made the same. We simply are not made the same. I can fall down on the ice and I break things. My husband falls down on the ice. He doesn't break anything. We're not made the same. All right. This is a curiosity to me, and I'm not going to dwell on this, other than I want you to stop and think, what is going on with the administration that he still has, President Donald Trump still has this deep state surrounding him. He still has these people that don't like him surrounding him. Well, Pompeo hires a never-Trumper. Her name is Mary Kissel. And she's going to be a senior policy advisor. Now, she has been verbal on Twitter and everywhere else against the president, against his policies. He doesn't know squat. He doesn't know what he's doing. He just makes stuff up, she says. I don't know if he knows that Pompeo hired her. But why would you hire somebody that hates the president so much to be an advisor, a senior policy advisor? She doesn't look like a senior to me, but that's just me. All right. You've heard me talk about the shuffling of a deck of cards. And the names keep coming up. I knew back in the day, when they once again made Boehner the speaker. Well, he wasn't speaker because we didn't have... Yeah, he was. We did have the majority, speaking of the Republicans, I mean. And they kept McConnell. That nothing was really going to change. Now, that was when President Barack Obama was still president. Then we still have Senator McConnell, Mitch McConnell, who, by the way, is worth several million dollars. And we have Paul Ryan. Soon not to have Paul Ryan. Okay, what is the name of the guy that's taking his place back in when January comes around? I can't remember his name. It's not Jim Jordan. It's the other guy. Will anything be any different? You know, Nancy Pelosi now has been nominated. She doesn't have the job yet. They have to vote on it. But she's been nominated for Speaker of the House because, you know, they took the majority, the Democrats did. So what do you think you're going to see and hear for the next couple of years before the next election in 2020? The Democrats have already vowed that they're not out to make America great again. No, they're not out to do that. They're out to break America. They're out to get rid of a president that you elected. They don't like you, and they don't like him, and they want their power back. And the globalist Republicans are no different. We have Senator Sass from Nebraska. We have Senator Flake, who, by the way, is leaving from Arizona. And we have some others that are going to do everything they can to obstruct, and I would say probably the new senator from Utah. What's his name? Romney. The one who ran for president, Mitt Romney. He's not going to be the president's friend. Although the president campaigned for him, he's not going to be the president's friend. He's big government's friend. He's the friend of the Koch brothers. He's not going to be representing Utah people or we the people. Nope. Not going to do it. I wonder if he's going to take his salary or if he's going to donate his money to something like the president does. I'll bet he doesn't. Anyway, I'm not betting any money because I don't have any money. So we'll have to see, but there's many who don't want Nancy Pelosi, but she has to. And I didn't realize this. The Republicans and Democrats vote on that. I just thought it was just the Democrats. Well, she knows she's not going to get any Republican votes. I bet she does. I bet she does. I bet Senator Sass votes for her. I bet he does. So shutting the government down, that's kind of something I wanted to talk about today. And here we are going into a break. You know, why not shut it down? I was disappointed when he didn't shut it down last year or earlier this year. Is Congress really working? I don't think they are. Oh, they're working, but not for you. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. When we come back, I want to talk about this a little bit, so don't backtrack on me. I want to talk about this and what that special counsel is costing you. And what about Congress? You know, the gravy train, they got it made. 877-895-5410 is the number to call, and we will be right back. Invest in a good night's sleep for you and your family. Families need to save money and be practical. A good night's sleep is first in helping you and your loved ones build your immune systems and strengthen your brain to be alert during your day. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the four-pack special. Enter promo code BethAnn. You'll receive two MyPillow premium pillows as well as two Go Anywhere pillows for half off. Or call 1-800-978-6168. Be sure to use the promo code BethAnn. Your family, your friends, our nation is worth the investment of a good night's sleep. Machine washable, 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. MyPillow made for you. Bring America home with a good night's sleep. MyPillow made in the USA. MyPillow.com, promo code BethAnn. Bring America home with a good night's sleep. MyPillow, made in the USA. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth,
plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy, as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change, for the land, and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. I think these are the articles that I'm getting ready, or what I'm getting ready to share with you now, are the ones that really had me the most pumped up last night. And the one is about shutting the government down. It just infuriates me. You know, they go, oh, this is going to be on the president's back. Blah, 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 blah. You know, well, so be it. Shut them down. What are they doing anyway? If it wasn't for Congress, of course, I realize it's not just Congress, but what if we just shut Congress down? Just shut Congress down. But they don't get paid. And they don't get back pay. Just shut them down. Until they figure this out. They're the reason we have the problems we have. So I say shut them down. I was disappointed he knew it before. This is all about the wall. He's only asking now for $5 billion instead of $25 billion for the wall. It's kind of going to be like a fence or something. I don't know. It's just a parcel wall. So I got to thinking about this shutting. Oh, by the way, Kevin McCarthy is the going to be the minority leader in the House. I got to thinking, sometimes that's very dangerous. They keep calling. I mean, one after the other, all these shows I watch, whether it's Lou Dobbs, Sean Hannity, Laura Ingraham, Rachel. No, it's not Rachel. What's her name? Reagan. They're all saying the same thing. We need a special counsel. We need a special counsel. I guess we need one to oppose the special counsel that's there now. So I got to thinking, what's that going to cost us? The American people.
Now, I meant what I said. I have sacrificed greatly to continue to be here on air to provide you a voice. But I'm sick and tired of sacrificing so Congress can fill their pockets and get rich. Aren't you? You make a decision every time you go to the store or the grocery store of what you're going to have and not going to have. You think they got that problem? I don't think they got that problem. So they think nothing about spending your money for a special counsel. It's not their money. It's your money. Plus, everybody else is still getting their salaries, right? Well, here's the breakdown, and this is from May, so it's more money than that at this point. It says the U.S. Justice Department says around, now see, the whole thing was they were disputing because the president kept saying $20 million. Well, that's nothing to Congress, $20 million. I mean, come on. The U.S. Justice Department says around $17 million, this was as of May, was spent so far in the ongoing Russia investigation being conducted by Special Counsel Robert Mueller. According to an earlier spending report, the DOJ said $6.7 million was spent in the first 4.5 months of the investigation, which began in May of 2017. Another $10 million was spent within a six-month period between October and March, October 2017 and March of 2018. Trump has frequently railed against the investigation, calling it a witch hunt, which is exactly what it is. Funding for the investigation comes from the Treasury Department, and it is not tied to an annual budget. Well, doesn't the Treasury Department have an annual budget? This is coming, that report is from Politico. The federal Russian investigation being conducted by Special Counsel Robert Mueller has so far cost, and this was as of May, $17 million. The Special Counsel Office released the mandatory statement of expenditures itemizing costs accrued between October the 2017 and March of 2018, and about $10 million was spent even within the first 6 months. And it gives a breakdown that the salaries, benefits. They get benefits. Salaries and benefits for this temporary special counsel. No wonder they want more special counsels. They probably all want on it. The employees, the special counsel's office, that is $874,000. And then the cost of the Justice Department employees temporarily assigned to the special counsel, so they're getting paid above, I guess, overtime, $1.9 million. Travel expenses was $532,340. Technology services, $226,730. Supplies and materials, as only $30,000. And they want another special counsel. Because money grows on trees, literally. Money grows on trees. Well, let's talk about the Congress gravy train. Trump has talked about getting rid of this gravy train, and it was a Congressional Reform Act of 2018. Now, I don't know, I need to do a little more studying on this, but I'm going to throw this out here. Number one, no tenure, no pension. A congressman or woman collects a salary while in office and receives no pay when they're out of office. No more perks go with them. This is the opposite of what they're getting, okay? A congressperson, past, present, or future, participates in Social Security, because they don't right now. All funds in the Congressional Retirement Fund move to the Social Security system immediately. All future funds flow into the Social Security system. 3. Congress must purchase their own retirement plan, just like you do. 4. Congress will no longer vote themselves pay increases. Congressional pay will rise by the lower of the CPI, or 3%. Congress loses, 5, their current health care system and participates in the health care system that they think all you need. 6, Congress must equally abide by all the laws they impose on the American people. 7, all contracts with past and present Congress people are void. The American people did not make these contracts with Congress people. The Congress made all of their contracts for themselves. Serving in Congress is an honor, not a career. The founding fathers envisioned citizens, legislators, should serve their terms, then go home and go back to work, and not get all these freebies. So in the gravy train, no more special counsels. I think we can handle it. You know what? I don't know about you, but the headlines are, they're telling of where we are in this nation. And we're completely out of hand. So I want you to get fired up. I want you to become an activist for liberty. Will you do that? And bring America home.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
CSC Talk Radio has the best listeners in the world, and I appreciate every one of you. So when you tell me that you had trouble listening for whatever reason, it breaks my heart. As you know, I've been on a campaign to find and promote all American-made companies, and as fate would have it, one such company found me. Michael of Goodar Electronics contacted CSC Talk Radio with an all-American-made product that will help my shortwave and AM and FM listeners. Designed for all environments, the DXL-1000 is a multi-band outdoor antenna. It's the world's first telescoping tunable whip. Michael has been in business for over 30 years, manufacturing high-quality custom antenna models that cover a wide range of applications. His antennas are in use all over the world. Give Michael a call at 480-892-8207. That's 480-892-8207. Or visit GoDarUSA.com.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.